being the first on my list. God way down there to the bottom of my list. But we want so many things from the Lord. Well, in the Bible says, if I go in the prayer room and shut the door and pray to God, which sees in the spirit, praise the Lord, see secretly, he going to reward me openly. That's what God wants you to do, to go in that prayer room. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to go in the prayer room. Because when you're in there, praise the Lord, then God going to show you something that you ain't going to like. He going to show you you. He going to show you you, praise the Lord. Yeah, God wants you to go in that prayer room and shut the door. And pray to God. And when you pray to him, then he's going to tell you something about yourself, praise the Lord, that you already know. But he's going to tell you about yourself, praise the Lord. Show you what you need to get rid of, praise the Lord. Say, you brought all this stuff in here, praise the Lord, to the altar, praise the Lord. He begin to go tell you, say, get rid of this and get rid of that, praise the Lord. I want to strip you, praise the Lord, out of everything, praise the Lord. Everything, I want to strip you. What God want to do, he want to strip somebody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, you're too heavy, praise the Lord.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Let us be glad and rejoice in it. cast me not, O gentle Savior. Blessed Savior, oh, why don't you hear my, why call me, Savior? Oh, I'm calling you. Can you hear me? Why don't you hear my cry? Why? Be seated.
Our Father, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, here it is once again, one of your weak and humble servants. Bow down here just to say thank you for your many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And oh Father, we didn't bow down here for no fashion, or no form or no outside show to a dying world. But we bow down here because your words say every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. And we want to just say thank you. We thank you for Mount Calvary family. We ask a blessing on everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless their home and bless their children. And, oh, Father, we know that you are an almighty God and all power, heaven and earth is in your hand. And we want to just say thank you, Father. You've been so good and you've been so kind. Oh, Father, you look beyond all our faults and you saw our needs. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, in the name. We just want to say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. There's no other help I know, but if thou withdraw thyself from me, I don't know what I'll do, Father. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, we ask a blessing on those who don't know you and the pardon of their sin. We ask, oh, Father, if you'll please turn them to you before it's too late. Father, you know time is running short. We better get ourselves in order, Father. Father, we know you are God, and besides you, there are no other. We know that all power is in your hand, and we want to thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessing. We ask, oh, Father, if you'll please look into the hospital, look into the nursing home, and look behind the prison walls. Father, you are our Father, and we are all your children. And, oh, Father, we come to you this morning, as humble as we know how, asking you for mercy, asking you if you please forgive us of our sin and clean us of all unrighteousness, and to draw us closer to thee in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I heard Isaiah say, it was in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a throne. He was high and he was lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And they tell me above him stood the serpent. Each one had six wings. With two wings they covered their face. With two wings they covered their feet. And with two wings they did fly. And I heard one cry out to another, "Holy, holy, 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 the Lord God of hosts. The whole world is full of his glory. I see God's glory in the stars, in the moon. I see God's glory in the trees and the flowers. I see God's glory as the birds fly, flapping their wings. I can see God's glory all over the world. Please have mercy. Now, Lord, Lord, we ask, oh, Father, if you please have mercy on us. We need you, and we just can't get along without you. We need you in our homes. We need you in our jobs. We need you at our schools. Father, we need you everywhere we go. We need you by our side to walk with us, to talk with us. Father, we need you, and we just can't get along without you. You are our Father, and we are all your children. And oh, Father, we come to you today. Father, we come to you today as humble as we know how. Please have mercy, Father. Have mercy on we, your people, Father. Have mercy. And after a while, Lord, after a while, when this old war is over, when we too must come in not to go out anymore, we ask, oh, Father, if you please, please, please give us a home in thy kingdom where we can worship you and praise you all day and all night. We just want to praise your name. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
As we yield to benevolence, knowing full well that there's always, always somebody in need. Not just in need of money or properties, but in need of a word, a prayer, encouragement. Benevolence comes in many forms. Everyone always thinks it's money. Money is good, but money is something you have sometimes. Jesus is something you got all the time. In the 26th chapter of Psalm, David says it like this: "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I've trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I've not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord. That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, in the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. Lord, we thank you right now for your grace and mercy. Lord, we thank you that on this day we're able to give something of ourselves. And Lord, continue to remind us that everything is not monetary. Sometimes it's a word of encouragement or a prayer, a show of love, a hug. Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless us. Continue to be an example for us. Bless the ones that gave here today. Bless those that wanted to give, didn't have it. Bless even those that had it and decided not to. For we all stand in need of your blessing. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. 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 Now it's time to stand up, shake a hand, and make a friend. Welcome to Mount Calvary. to listen at, and I'm anxious to hear what she's got to say. Our speaker for today for our graduates, I give you Miss Theodora Martin.
Thank you for those kind words, Reverend Humphrey.
Thank you.
Reverend Lonix, Miss Montgomery, everybody who had a hand in inviting me to speak to you all today. I'd like to thank you for thinking that I have something noteworthy and encouraging to share with these graduates today. It's nice to know. You never know who's watching you, so thank
Amen.
You again.
Amen.
Immediately after being asked to speak, I will admit I was panicky, I was nervous, I was anxious, as I am a little bit now. I'm trying to calm down.
But you're all right.
I was just thinking to myself, what can I say to these graduates that they can take with them? So I thought, what did I want to hear at my graduation? So today I've chosen to talk to you all about choices and failures and letting the choices you make today be the choices that you can live with tomorrow. For a long time, I promoted that quote as one of Mr. Lee Dodson's. He had us to read it, look at it, observe it, analyze it every day during 11th grade chemistry class, and then once he became the principal after that. But it wasn't until college, life, obstacles, trials, and tribulations that I learned what those words really meant. For those of you who don't know me, as Rev said, my name is Theodora Martin. This is my 15th year class reunion. I graduated from the esteemed and well-received Peabody Magnet High School. Thank you. Yeah. I was looking for the green and white, but it's okay. It's in my spirit.
Amen.
I finished Peabody as salutatorian of my class and went on to college. Amid trials, uncertainties, getting kicked out of school, car accidents, and even the death of a close friend, I managed to come out of what they call the bottom in Baton Rouge and graduated from Louisiana State University, hence the purple and gold you see today. So thereafter, I went on to mother a kid, obtain a master's degree, and now I work as a counselor in addictions and a mental health professional with two full-time facilities here in Alexandria. High school is a tremendous accomplishment, as well as college and obtaining your master's degree. So I commend you all on making that step. High school was not a goal or a desire for a lot of other people. A lot of people did not have that option to pursue that dream. So congratulations, you have made an outstanding accomplishment thus far.
Yes.
And now just shortly after celebrating, you are faced with another set of decisions. What do I do now? And whether you decide to join the Navy, go to college, or travel the world, know that the choices you make today have a long, lasting impact on your life. Choices put a bar of distinction between you and everyone else. So learn early to make decisions that you are not ashamed of. Pursue your dreams with passion, trust yourself, and don't be afraid of temporary setbacks. Just as we learn from past mistakes, lessons can also be learned from failures. Keeping in mind, there is a difference between failure and defeat. Failures help us to grow and mature, achieve new understandings and perspectives on life. They strengthen our decisions in business, finances, people, and relationships. Failures help us to develop resiliency and the courage to risk losing again. On the other hand, defeat can harbor feelings of inferiority, low self-esteem, pity, and fear. The choices you make in a season of failure will determine your success or defeat. And I know we all want to be winners, right?
Amen.
No one revels in a lack of accomplishments. And I found that failing is often God's way of helping you zero in on his highest and his best. So in order to stay motivated during a setback, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, knowing that all things shall be added unto you. Now, I don't profess to be an ultimate religious person, but I did learn a long time ago that a good scripture will carry you much further than any education or skill training that you'll ever receive. So I was glad when I saw, when I heard on your list of accomplishments and your goals that everybody had a scripture. Because if you didn't have one, I was going to tell you to get one. I was born in West Virginia, and my grandmother, before she would testify in church, she would always stand up and say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help, knowing that my help comes from the Lord. And we also read my mom's favorite scripture today, which was Psalms 23. Yes. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. But for Theodora, I had to get my own. And for me, for everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And finding my scripture, finding myself in that scripture and my strength allows my failures not to turn to defeats. If I don't get a job, a promotion, or whatever it is I'm striving for at the time, of course it's disheartening, but I'm not discouraged because I know that God has something better for me, or he wants me to learn something in this failure. I stay motivated by realizing it's not the end of the road. I have an opportunity to try again, and I get a chance to redefine my priorities and define whether that choice that resulted in failure was mine or if I received some influence from a friend or a family member. Now, unfortunately, failures will happen. They'll come and go. And so I'm just telling you, go ahead and emotionally prepare yourselves now so that we can all see you on the side, the successful side, winning. Let me also warn you that during seasons of failure, your choices will be more important than ever, because this is usually the time that the devil tries to attack. And he doesn't always show up in recognizable form. It could be your best friend saying, don't worry about studying. Let's just get drunk and go to the club. It could be a family member or a neighbor telling you, you're a failure, or I told you so. I knew you would never amount to anything. Family members, friends, neighbors, we must be careful of the things we say to our loved ones and learn to speak life, prosperity, and happiness into those that we love. Keeping in mind that a discouraging word lasts far longer than an encouraging word. So you want to encourage always. Don't kick them while they're down. Applaud their efforts and help them work out a strategy to do better and improve with the next attempt. There's a gentleman at my job, and we talk about religion periodically. He's agnostic, which means he doesn't believe in anything. So I tell him all the time, if his theory is correct and we die, then we just die. That's it. Then I'm covered. No harm, no foul. But on the other hand, if I'm right and there is a God and a heaven and a hell, then God have mercy on your soul. I threw that in because life, success, and the pursuit of happiness is not all about the physical, but we must also make choices that will nurture and benefit our spiritual selves as well. Every choice that we make affects our present and our future. In Moment for Life, Drake says,